calling Sunshine Tool. If you need to speak with John, press 1. Kevin, press 2. Ed?
Please wait a moment.
This is John Barrett.
Hey, John, this is Megan with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to check up on you, see how you guys are doing with that vertical mill, see if you were ready to kind of get that started.
We kind of held off on it a little bit. Some of our workload dropped off, and we just didn't want to be too premature in going after it, so we held back.
Okay. Is that starting to pick back up? I know you said you might have had some jobs or something, or
we've
orders.
We got some jobs coming down, but that's what made us be a little bit more conservative is because that order that we're expecting is becoming delayed for some reason. And, you know, who knows what it is, but you know, it's the economy's not spiking for us here, so we've pulled back a little bit, and we're going to take a harder look at it and see if the economy starts to turn the other way.
Sure, makes sense. What do you attribute that to? Like the economy, is that a local thing for you guys, or just the industry you're in?
It's the bonehead in Washington. You ask me what it is. That's exactly what it is. We got just too many restrictions on us in here. So in other words, our pricing has to go way up. So you know, because of the threats we have on a daily basis, and you know, so there's nothing we can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Our prices go up. Other people's prices offshore go down. You know, and so consequently, you know, a lot of our work that we used to do on a regular basis is not here.
Mm, because it goes overseas to other places?
Yeah, places where they don't have the high taxes and the restrictions and all that stuff.
Yeah, makes sense. That's a bummer.
Yeah,
what our country's doing to everybody.
it's hurting everybody. Because this is...
Yeah.
I started this business. I bought it. It was one-man shop with one machine in it in 2007. All right? And today I've got 4 CNC machines. I've got 10 people on board. I've grown the business, but unfortunately, we're talking 9 years, okay? But
mm-hmm.
I've yet to clear. This will be the first year I'll clear $1 million in revenues.
Wow. Yeah.
In 1990, I took a business from 1990 to 1997, and I went from zero to $5 million.
Wow.
You can't do that now. But see, that was the end of the Reagan era.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Clinton took it down to the tubes. So,
yeah.
So essentially, that's it. I mean, if you look at the difference, you know, over 9 years, I can barely clear $1 million. And back then, within 7 years, I was $5 million.
Yeah.
That's what the difference is right there.
Yeah, that's huge right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, are we thinking that you might be bringing on the machine just maybe later down the line, or are you just kind of holding off for the election?
My understanding, this project that we bid on is coming down the pike. It's going to happen. But see, the machine's going to go to Germany, and Germany's having a little problem with the EU right now, with the European Central Bank.
Mm.
So that affects their economy over there as well. See, so it's really, if it weren't for governments, we'd be okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
So all right.
As soon as they get freed up with their capital, and they can go ahead and release the funds and whatever for their new system that I've quoted for them, then that's when we're going to go ahead and move forward.
Okay. So that piece of equipment is actually coming from Germany?
No.
Oh.
That machine, I'm building a piece of equipment for Germany. That's what's
Oh, I see. Huh. What do you guys actually build? What kind of equipment or machine?
Any kind of machinery you want.
Oh.
This particular case, this one makes materials for the airplanes.
Oh, okay, cool. Very cool. It makes like the metal parts or plastic or what kind of?
Either. Some of it's metal, some of it's really, it's called composite materials. In other words, it's a structure of the airplane that's made out of anything but, you know, just a very lightweight, very durable and strong material.
Hmm. Okay.
It's actually the floor of an airplane is most of it. When you walk on an airplane, you're actually walking on paper. People don't understand that. They think it's a hard board. It's not. It's paper.
Huh. Like a cardboard almost kind of a paper?
Cardboard standing on its edge, yeah.
Oh.
But it's only a half an inch thick.
Yeah. Interesting. Never really thought about it, I guess.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'll probably just check back with you in a month or two and see how you're going with the project, see if anything's moving along for you.
That's fine.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.